Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So you got my longtime friend Scott Biagis from Scott Biagis Promotions with us. Today we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, branding. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. A pleasure to be here.
So, Scott, I think sometimes people forget about the value of promotional items and how it can help you grow your business. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, of how you can help people?
Absolutely. Every company, no matter what it is, has a brand. And your promotional products or swag is an extension of that brand. So whatever feeling that you'd like to have generated when your brand is thought of, there really is a promotional product that can help you get that feeling generated or remind people of that feeling. I'll give you a couple of examples. Say your company is the most reliable in the area. Well, then you think about a promotional product that is really good quality that's going to function the right way every time. So maybe you look at something like a Maglite flashlight or a Bic pen, Bics being the best writing pens that are out there. Say you're the biggest company or the biggest competitor in your field. Maybe a jumbo pen or an oversized ceramic mug might get the job done. Say family values is what your company is all about. Maybe consider a recipe calendar, items for the kids, kitchen items, anything that, you know, brings to mind family. If you're a cutting edge company, there are some great tech items out there right now, chargers and speakers among them. If you're a luxury product, maybe you look at Cross pens or a North Face jacket to outfit your team in. So there's a lot of different items that will help you kind of point to what your brand is. And that's kind of one of the fun things and one of the challenges in being in this business. It's one of the nice challenges of trying to work with clients.
Scott, one of the things that I chuckle about a lot is, you know, you'll be networking and someone will mention they want a promotional item. And I say, oh, you should talk to my friend Scott. And they're like, well, I'm just going to look it up and go online and just buy something online. And I always, I hear this story, I think about my friend who bought some coffee mugs online. And one day I went to, he's next door to the food pantry. I went to go to the pantry. He sees me, hey, Kev, here, take all these coffee mugs. I'm like, why? He's like, well, because I bought them online to save money, and the first time you wash them, my local washes away. He's like, so they're really no value to me. And, you know, we both chuckled about it, but it was a very valuable lesson. You get what you pay for. So that's, to me, is where using you and your business, you can help me to protect me from, you know, making an investment, as you said, in something that may not reflect my brand properly. Like, hey, I want to buy this. But he's like, if you're going to do that, you want to pick this brand over that one, Kevin. It's just, especially like shirts. We all want shirts that wear well. Not a shirt you wear once and you kind of throw it away. So that's what you can help people, is kind of direct them as to what's going to reflect their brand and what's good quality. Is that why they should work with you?
Absolutely, Kevin. I mean, I'm not for everyone. So if you've got the time to scour the internet, look under every last rock, so to speak, to save yourself $10 on a $115 pen order, you probably don't need me. You can always find cheap out there or cheaper, and certainly the internet has greatly affected our business and made it easier to just literally pull your phone out, punch out a product, and go buy it. However, I'll use your case of the mugs as an example. The person or a website isn't going to tell you that a few years ago, due to concerns about lead in imprint ink, the inks that were used on all ceramic coffee mugs changed to something that was water-based, no lead in it. But the offshoot of that is you can't put ceramic mugs in a dishwasher anymore because the ink is going to rub off. Maybe you can get away with it for a while, but they always say hand wash only, and that's the reason. So that's kind of an example of I mean, I've been in the business for many, many years, and this is just some of the stuff that that you happen to pick up over time. You kind of know where the landmines are, so to speak. Say you've got a deadline order, and your client's got an event out in California, and you got a week to pull it off. We deal with a network of suppliers all over the country, so maybe we want to find one that is based in California. Maybe their price per piece is a few cents more, but you're going to more than make up for that in shipping and not having to overnight something across the country, which just costs a fortune these days. So there's just a lot of ways that I like to work with my clients. I think in terms of a long-term experience, I want you to consider me almost like a partner in what you're trying to do. We make your life easier, provide some great product ideas, keep an eye on the trends, knowing what's hot and what's not. And the objective is to kind of make you a star in the eyes of your boss and remove promotional products or swag from what you list of things you have to worry about. Just speaking of pricing, I mean, don't get me wrong. We are extremely competitive price-wise. Now, I'm a Geiger representative. As an independent rep, I've been with Geiger for most of my career. They're one of the largest distributors of this stuff in the country, in the world, actually. And because of that, there's tremendous buying power. And our pricing, apples to apples, is going to be very competitive with just about anyone out there. We do, and I do have a website that's e-commerce enabled. You can buy from that. If you don't have the time to, or the inclination to want to work with someone, you can literally go on my website, espoyagespromos.com, search for what you're looking for and purchase it right there. And I don't have to be involved, but the majority of my clients want the assistance, the expertise, et cetera, that I can bring to the table and help them to accomplish their marketing goals.
So being an affiliate of Geiger really helps you in your buying power. Is that why people should consider that?
It's definitely a factor. I mean, Geiger is based in Lewiston, Maine. It's family-owned. It's been in business since 1878. And now it's an international company. We actually just bought an operation in England, and now we do quite a bit of business throughout Europe. A lot of our competitors right now are kind of run by venture capital companies because the promotional product industry has gotten real hot. Sales continue to grow, but If you got investors that are pushing you for big profit margins, et cetera, it's going to be all about how much money you make. And Geiger, we don't operate that way. We're looking to help clients market more effectively through the use of promotional products. It's a long-term relationship that we want to try to build, and that's kind of the goal. As part of the Geiger Nation, so to speak, we've got daily online communications with other people like myself all over the country. It's kind of our own private mastermind group, so to speak. The company may be, over 100 years old, but technology-wise, we're on the cutting edge. Our head of IT, a guy named Dale Denham, is now the chairman of the board of directors of the Promotional Products Association International. And that's a group of leaders that pretty much set the course for our industry. So, and our guys is leading that. On the back end, our web tools, order processing, et cetera, it's pretty much state of the art for the industry. We've got a feature called pop-up stores now. It's a Geiger exclusive where we can offer you a free website for a company store, and you don't have to buy any inventory up front. So there's a lot of tools and resources that Geiger brings to the table, and we obviously try to leverage that to the fullest extent for our clients.
So, Scott, I always love when you come to my networking events because inevitably one person at every event always ask the same question: what's hot? What's the answer? What's hot right now?
Well, I'll tell you, there are a few products that come to mind. One is backpacks. And I think the millennial market has had a big impact on this. No longer are briefcases or satchels in vogue. It's backpacks, and there's just some really cool looking ones out there right now. A lot of it's driven by the technology companies. They kind of want the latest in swag, and it's just replaced the briefcase. There's a company called Timbuktu, which has a major retail presence. They're based out in California. They got some tremendous products, and others have tried to mimic them, and you just see a lot of really interesting looking tech-enabled backpacks, and it really is the new briefcase. Another item that's really popular right now, extra long USB cords. People are in airports or whatnot. They gotta charge their phones or tablet devices, and there's a lot of things that get in the way. These cords now are like 6 feet or more long, and it's been a really hot item within the industry. Another maybe product category has been full color. So years ago, very few items were available that you could print in full color. And you'd always have big minimums and a huge setup charge. That's totally gone by the wayside. Now you can buy water bottles, full color imprint, 50-piece minimums, real reasonable cost. And you can actually print most items full color now. It's just kind of the way technology has changed things for our industry.
So now, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Well, I mentioned my website. It's sboyagespromos.com, S-B-O-Y-A-G-E-S. That's how you spell my last name, with promos. So sboyagespromos.com. You can reach me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page at Scott Boyages Promotions. I also post regularly on Instagram and Twitter. Sboyages Promos is the handle in both places. And you can email me, scott@sboyagespromos.com. My office number is 781-258-1567. Or the easiest thing, just get in touch with you, Kevin, and you can give me my number.
I will. Hey, Scott, I really appreciate you taking the time of day to jump on the show with us. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. I enjoyed it.
Have a good day. Bye now.
You too.